Now we head live over to Gansu and live on the line, Zhang Shuangfeng joining us from the Launch Center. Shuangfeng, you've been hanging out in the rural part of Gansu at the Launch Center for the last few days, filing us all these reports. I want to get your sense of what the anticipation is like. Do you sense any nervousness about the expectations of the plan? Anything changed over the last few hours since you filed that report?
Well, morning, Paul. There's not so much nervousness, but there's a lot of anticipation from the people here. Actually, the injection process was completed last night. It usually takes some 8 to 10 hours to complete. This is one of the last procedures and also the most important step before the launch.
Now,
more importantly, the booster of the rocket has been improved. It can hold some 18 tons more fuel this time. And once the fuel is injected into the rocket, the process becomes irreversible. That means I don't think it will be rescheduled this time.
Right. Now, and on that front, about the scheduling, there was some concern about whether or not this launch would go off as planned because of a situation beforehand. Tell us a bit about why there were those concerns earlier.
Well, earlier, the failure of the rocket in late August is one of the reasons they rescheduled the launch. It was previously scheduled to launch late last month, but due to the failure, it was postponed to early September and later to late September on the 27th. And however, due to the unfavorable weather conditions, it was rescheduled again until tonight. Experts said there would be heavy wind on the 27th, and we did experience some wind on Tuesday morning and a sharp drop in temperature. I think the upper wind is what they are worried about, because upper wind at high speed might blow the rocket off their trajectory and make it hard for remote control and guidance.
Right. That being said, though, are the people that you're talking to in Jiuquan, are they confident that they've got all the problems fixed? Is there going to be any hiccups that we should be worried about at all?
Well, yeah, they are pretty confident now, but we should handle it with pretty caution. And as far as I know, the swinging beams or blocks could be a potential problem. You know, in China, the carrier rocket is usually assembled and tested upright. It's also transported to the launch pad upright. So the swinging blocks are used to hold the rocket up. About 1 minute before the launch, the blocks will have to open up to let the rocket go upon ignition. So if the blocks are jammed or don't open up, it could be a big trouble. And scientists will have to monitor the status of the fuel as well, which must be kept at a very low temperature. Anything that might cause static is not allowed nearby. So they have to handle the poisonous fuel with a lot of caution.
Now, let's get into why we're seeing the launch of Tiangong 1. What is this mission? What's the plan? What's the overall goal of this mission?
Well, one of the major tasks of Tiangong 1 is to carry out space docking experiments. After the launch of Tiangong 1, China will launch Shenzhou 8 in some 2 months' time. Shenzhou 8 will perform two docking missions with Tiangong 1. This is actually a test of China's space docking technology and capabilities. So it will later dock with Shenzhou 9 and 10 as well. At least one of them is manned. And docking is critical because China is planning to build its own space station around 2020, which is actually three space modules docking with each other. So, but of course, it can be expanded by docking with more space modules. But all this depends on docking technology. Even when the space station is built, spacecrafts will also have to dock with it so that they can import supplies from the Earth.
Absolutely. CRI's Zhang Shuangfeng, reporting for us from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in Gansu.